It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong family stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the family who is actually in the arena, whose faces are marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strive valiantly, who errs, who come short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends themselves in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if they fail, at least fail while daring greatly, so that their place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. You may have noticed a few words changed in those from Theodore Roosevelt. In the times that he talked about the difficulties of life, the difficulties of things that were happening around him. Today, as we begin this series, this month-long series on what it means to be a faith at home, I want to challenge you. In fact, I want to dare you to do something different this year. I want to challenge you to recommit. In fact, it's kind of odd to begin with an invitation song, but as we begin thinking about this idea of faith at home, I want you to look inside of yourself. And I want you to ask yourself the question, what does it really mean to be a faith at home family? Well, I want to give you this morning some answers to that question. And then I'm going to ask you at the end, do you dare to be a faith at home family? Faith at home means several things. One of those things I believe is that faith at home is a family mission. I don't know if you've ever tried to put together a mission statement. I've done that several times in different scenarios. In fact, we went through this process a number of years ago as a church. And the thing about a mission statement is it gives you direction. It gives you a place to go. And I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but a lot of times as families, we just kind of go wherever. And maybe the idea of having a family mission of faith at home would be something that would help us live different lives. I think faith at home is also a family message. We put out family messages around us all the time. Because you've even heard people say things like, well, you know, they're one of those kind of families. Now, I'm not really sure what that means. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, whatever. But we put out family messages all the time. And I think if we live as a faith at home family, we put out a message. And we say that we're not just going to live our faith when we come to a certain building at a certain time during the week, but we're going to live our faith at home and everywhere we go. That's our message. But most importantly, I think we see that faith at home is a family mindset. In fact, this whole idea of faith at home, you may look at it and you go, it looks like a prepackaged curriculum of some kind, and it's really not. The idea of faith at home is developing a mindset that says, I'm not just going to do this stuff when I'm at church, but I'm going to think about it at home. Last year, during Faith at Home Month, we spent the whole month looking at Deuteronomy 6. That talked a lot about when you're walking along the way, when you go to bed, when you rise, all of those things. It says that's when you're supposed to be thinking about God as a family. And so this year, I want us to look at it in a little bit of a different way and say, what does this race look like? If you have your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter 3, because that's where we're going to be today. I want to see us develop a family mindset. And I have to also say this. Whenever I talk about a family, I'm not just talking about a mom, a dad, 2.5 kids, and a poodle. I'm talking about single parents. I'm talking about parents whose kids are already grown and moved away. I'm talking about widowers. I'm talking about people that when we think about family, we traditionally think of one thing, but I want you to understand, when we talk about living faith at home, we all live in a home. And whatever that home situation is, we can develop faith there in a very strong way. And so as we look at these verses today, I want you to realize that we're all on a race. And we're trying to figure out, how do we get to the end of this race all together as a family? Philippians chapter 3, starting verse 12. Paul says this, "Not that I've already obtained all of this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took a hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." All of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if at some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Now, as you think about this verse, you see there's some very specific things. Number one, he says, I haven't been made perfect. I haven't gotten it all together. And if anybody says that they have it all together, especially as a parent, tell them to write a book. And actually, we've got all kinds of books out there that has to do with parenting. And, you know, this one's right and that one's right. We've got all these different things. But the point for families is this. In this verse, he talks about we're in a race together. We are running this race, and we're supposed to be the ones in the lead. So the point is leadership. Now, that may sound weird because we're supposed to be servants. We're supposed to be people who put everybody else ahead of ourselves. And all that is true. But here, Paul talks about being in the lead. He talks about moving forward. Not looking behind us. And a lot of us have some baggage back there. And that's what keeps us from becoming what we need to be as far as faith at home families. The key word there is leadership. As families here at Hillcrest, we want to be leaders in this community of what faith at home means. We want people to see our message without us ever having to say a word, because we've developed a mindset of faith at home. We're in the lead. Paul says, not that I'm perfect, not that I've obtained all this, but I'm forgetting what's behind. I'm moving forward. I'm straining towards what's ahead. And I want to be in the lead in doing this. I want that prize. If you continue reading. What's the pattern for this? What's the pattern for families? He says this, join together. We could just stop there, couldn't we? Join together. But join together in doing what? In following my example, brothers and sisters. Now, how many of us could say that? How many of us could say, just follow what I do? But he's not, again, saying, I've got it all together. What he's saying is, I'm following Christ. You do the same. Follow my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. What's the pattern for families? To be a faith at home family, there needs to be a pattern of what we're going to call partnership. In other words, we need to create a community of people that say, we're going to live our faith no matter where we're at. We're going to live our faith at home. We're going to live our faith at work. We're going to live our faith everywhere. And we're going to create a partnership with each other that says, let's help each other do that. Let's build each other up. Because you know what? There's a lot of people out there in the world that don't want to do this. As he said, there's people that want to just live for themselves. They're happy doing whatever they're doing. What we're saying is, let's create a partnership here. Let's create a place of community that says, let's help each other. Let's work with each other. Let's come up with ideas for each other. How did you do your faith and home devotional this week? Well, here's what we did. And by the way, every week, there is a faith and home devotional that you can do with your family. I encourage you to take a look at that. We try to make it where it's fun, where it's something interactive, but also something very scriptural and based on what we talk about on Sunday morning. So it gives you something to share. But whatever you do, form partnerships with other people that are of the same mindset and encourage each other and strengthen each other. Keep reading. We find out what the power for families is. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord. In this way, dear friends, there's times where we feel like we don't have any power. There's times where we get so beat down by the world. We get so beat down by all the people around us that are negative. And maybe the circumstances of life have caused us to do that. But the one thing that we know, the power that families have that live faith at home lives, that's called citizenship. We have a place that's already reserved for us. We have a place that we're going to, that we're striving for, that prize that we're going towards. That citizenship in heaven. Sometimes that's the only thing we can look towards. Sometimes there's times where we get so beat down, like I said, that it's very difficult to think about anything else. And maybe times get pretty tough. But we know even in those times, and we'll spend some time talking about those next week, that there is a place for us, that there won't be any pain, there won't be any sadness, there won't be anything but great joy. And that's our citizenship. We have that right as citizens of God and citizens of heaven. If you continue reading, you might ask the question, okay, we've got all these things. What is the peace for families? How do we know that we have peace in our lives? What is it that brings us peace? If we're going to be involved in all of these things with faith at home, and we're going to have things come towards us because we have made that decision, because we've made that choice, what is the peace? Well, if you go over to chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, he says this. Don't be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What is our peace? According to what this is, our peace is fellowship. And that's a fellowship with God that we have that a lot of people in the world don't have. And I've said this many times in working with people that have had some very difficult situations in their marriages or in their families. I don't know how people do it without God. I can't do it without God. In fact, if I'm talking with people who are not Christians, that's the first place I start is just saying, you know what? I can help you with just some basics, some communication skills and things like that. But you're really not going to get anywhere until you have God in your life. Until you have him as the anchor for your family. We have fellowship with the creator of the universe. Is that not the strangest thing? And that's what he wants for us. Because he wants that fellowship. So I ask you the question. Do you dare do this? Do you dare make the chance of this thing occurring in your family this year and saying, this year I'm going to make a difference. This year I'm going to say, we are going to become a faith at home family. We're going to become a family that when we walk along the way, when we get up, when we go to bed, when we're sitting at Denny's, we're talking about God. I found another quote this week that I think applies pretty well. And you know this. We know this. Because we know families that do this. We know there's families that live this type of lifestyle all the time. And people talk about them. Not in a negative way. But here's one quote that I think will be very true if you make the choice to become a faith at home family. The wise will admire you. The wishful will envy you. The weak will hate you. This is the reality for those who dare to be epic. That's what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to be an epic family. To dare to be different. To dare to do something that is not common in today's world. As you look at your family. And you've probably already broke two or three resolutions already, if you're like me, that you made at the beginning of this year. I want to challenge you. In fact, I want to dare you. What can you do to make a difference in your family this year, starting today? At the end of a movie called Courageous, which we showed, some of you have seen that movie. It's all about men's situations and being a father and a brother. And at the end of the movie, he stands in front of a crowd like this and he says, "Where are you, men of courage? Will you stand and make a difference? Will you stand and say, I'm not going to be the same person I was before. I'm going to be a man of courage." Well, I want to ask you today, will you stand as a family and say, we're going to make a difference this year? We want to become a family that lives out our faith, not just when we come to this building, but everywhere we go. We want to be a family that says, we have a mission. We want to be a family that says, our message is out there. And you can see it without even talking to us. And we want to be a family that has the mindset of Christ that you see in Philippians 2. The attitude of unselfishness. This is a short message today. But I think a very powerful one. I think one that can change your life and change the life in your family. So I ask you today, we have this thing we call the invitation song that's a scary thing. And I don't want it to be a scary thing, but I want it to be something that is an opportunity. And we have an opportunity as a family today to say, I'm going to make a difference in my family. And whether you do it as you're standing or whether you do it in a public way, I want to ask you, I want to dare you, will you make a difference in your family? Starting today, we need some strong families that will stand up and say, we're going to make a difference and we're going to ask this church family to help us do that. I want to challenge you. What will you do this year? Will you accept that challenge? Let's stand and sing.